Welcome to the On Deck Podcast presented by LineStar, your best MLB player prop bets for today. They're available on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. Alongside my co-host Tyler Wieman, I'm Shannon Somerville. Tyler was a big winner once again yesterday in Daily Fantasy. Third place in FanDuel, $7,500. Tyler? Yeah. All right, let's get it.
It's been a very good month. I also was, I think, sixth place and ninth place in a different contest. So it was a good night.
Crushing it. So congrats to Tyler. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're checking out his daily fantasy show, because he gives out all the tips that he's using to get all that money and win those contests. So make sure you check that out. And if you aren't already, make sure to subscribe to the LineStar YouTube channel. Sign up for those notifications so you know when we come out with content, because we're going to be having college football content and NFL content just around the corner. All right, it's a recap of yesterday. Not only did Tyler crush his picks, but yesterday on the show, if you watched, you may have noticed that my coyote pick, if you will, did in fact hit. I picked Trey Turner over 8.5 fantasy points for the sole reason that I saw a coyote yesterday near my driveway. And then I thought, you know what? Trey Turner's a good pick because he went to NC State, home of the Wolfpack. So the Wolfpack. It just worked out that way. And I just am here to tell you guys that you just got to, you know, the signs are out there. You just got to take in
the universe is telling you.
Speaking of universe, tonight is the super blue moon, Tyler. Did you know that?
Oh, boy. I did not know.
Oh, yeah. That. Super blue moon. So it may be a good day to get weird in the props department. I'm just saying.
I got a question for you. Are you going to start picking props based on your sign?
My
your sign?
Sign?
Yes. Astrology sign, if you will.
It's worth it. You know, it's just what the universe is out there telling me, whether it be through the animals that I'm seeing on my driveway or wherever. It's just wherever it comes from, Tyler. I'm just
there's just got to be something that is glaring at you in the face.
If there's a player's birthday, a player's birthday, we're going to crush the over on that because, you know. It's been working out for us so far on this show. I feel like I took Brandon Belt on National Giraffe Day because, of course, that's his nickname. Yeah. It's the giraffe.
And I mean, that's an easy.
Hammered the over there. You got to do that, right? Easy money. That's the hard-hitting analysis you will get here on the On Deck Podcast. We have been crushing it in the props lately. Also yesterday, my home run call hit as well. Mookie Betts delivered a bomb for us. Now, Tyler, one of us has gotten our home run call right each of the last four shows. So we're going to try to keep it rolling here today. Let's get to the props today. Not a ton to choose from. We're focusing in on the later games. So any games 3 o'clock Pacific time or later. So just a disclaimer out there. Those are the games we're focusing in on for today. Tyler, what did you find in the prop market for today?
So with that being said, I wasn't a huge fan of the prop market today. And with that, I only got one bet for you guys today, and that is Darius Vines lower than 4.5 Ks. He is expected to be the Braves starter today. In AAA, he's only averaging 7.9 Ks per nine. He's now stepping up to the major leagues. Yeah, you could say Colorado isn't a full major league roster, and they are a strikeout-prone team, but they are still better competition than what he has been facing. We also have very warm weather, winds blowing out in Colorado. I think it's going to be very tough for Vines, who in the minors doesn't have huge strikeout stuff to come out and strike out five Rockies today.
Yeah, that's a nice bet there. And I know you mentioned, you know, sometimes the best bet you can place is no bet at all. You know, sometimes maybe today is a day you guys take it easy. For me, though, that is not the case. I'm going for it today. Blue moon. Let's get after it. We're going with Dodgers outfielder James Outman higher than 0.5 bases at -140 in those sports books. So good value on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. Outman has gone over this for the last five games and, in fact, batting .318 over the last week. It's a lefty bat with over an 800 OPS against righties, and today he'll be facing D-backs righty Brandon Pfaadt, who's giving up an 881 OPS to lefty bats. That on-base plus slugging percentage MLB average is around 720. And then we've got really favorable conditions in LA today, 81 degrees, 8 mile an hour winds out in this one. I like James Outman to get us a knock for today. I also, if we're keeping it with the Dodgers, you might want to do a little stack here. Mookie Betts. Now, I normally don't go higher than 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs for that line. And today it's up to 2 for Mookie Betts because he's just been on an absolute tear. And normally I would be like, yeah, that's too high. But in the case of Mookie Betts, who I believe has now overtaken the lead or for the best odds to win the NL MVP, he's been on an absolute tear right now. I do like the spot for him today as well. When you're looking at some of his numbers, he's gone over this 9 of the last 10. 527 average over the last 2 weeks. He's got better splits at home, 338 average at Dodger Stadium, and today going up against Brandon Pfaadt, who has given up a 272 opponent average, so not a bad play there as well. I also like, we're going to go to the Tampa Bay Rays, Randy Arozarena over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. -120 in your sports books. He's gone over this 8 of the last 10. And Arozarena's got an 862 OPS against lefty bats, which is actually almost 100 points higher than what he does against righties. Today, he'll be going up against Miami Marlins lefty Jesus Luzardo, who's giving up a 783 OPS to righty bats. Remember, keep in mind that average for MLB is around 720. And when you look at the Tampa Bay Rays in general, this is a game they've got to win. They're 2.5 back from the Baltimore Orioles, and they've been on a bit of a tear lately over the last month. They are top 6 in Major League Baseball in average runs and RBIs in this one. So I like his teammates to help him out in some of those stats as well. So Randy Arozarena, over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. If you want to tail our picks, you can do so on the Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks app. Make sure to use the promo code LINESTAR when you download it, and you'll get up to $100 of your deposit match. Plus, let's play in our prop bets contest. Today is Super Blue Moon Day, so you got to send it. And make sure you like this video, subscribe to our channel, and comment below. A comment will automatically enter you into our prop bets contest. If Tyler and I both hit our props, our main props for today, one randomly selected commenter will win $50. And let's do this, Tyler. This is an audible. We haven't even discussed this, but it is Super Blue Moon Day. So I say if we hit all 4 of the props that we just gave out, we give out $100. What do you say about that?
Fine, let's go for it.
The Super Blue Moon special. So make sure all you need to do, like this video, subscribe to our channel, comment below, and you're automatically entered into that. Let's get after it today. Home run calls of the day. Tyler, you or I have gotten our home run call right each of the last 4 shows, so let's keep it going here. Where are you headed for a bomb today?
And I believe we are going to keep that going. I like both of our home run calls today, and mine is Max Muncy +215 to hit a bomb. Pfaadt is allowing 2 home runs per 9, allowing a 254 ISO to left-handed bats, and Muncy has a 301 ISO to righties. Muncy is in a great spot. It is warm in Dodger Stadium. The ball is going to fly a little bit easier. Muncy for a home run.
Oh, I like it there. Dodger Stadium, as you mentioned, really nice conditions there for the hitters. I'm going to Marcell Ozuna for the Braves because we've got some favorable conditions at Coors Field today. Ozuna hit one yesterday. I actually picked him for my home run call on Monday. He didn't deliver then, but he delivered yesterday for a home run. He's been on fire, and he's got the highest ISO against his pitching matchup for today of anybody on the later game slate for today. 374 ISO against lefties. 657 slugging percentage against lefties. That's almost 200 points higher than what he does against righties, which is just crazy. And so it's a good thing today he'll be facing Colorado lefty Kyle Freeland, who's given up a 1.67 home run per 9 rate, which is the 17th highest among all pitchers, minimum 100 innings pitched. He's given up 8 home runs in August. I think he gives up another free bomb today, and that's going to Marcell Ozuna. He's going to deliver for us today. Those Braves bats could crush it today, for sure. Are you going to be talking about them in your daily fantasy show for today, Tyler?
Absolutely.
Another 75K in your pocket for today. You've been so close. Like, you've been getting
second and
third place. Not 75K. 7.5. Sorry, guys. Yes. I can do math. Couple extra dollars in your pocket.
It's
there.
Crazy over the last 2 months how many shots I've had at first and I haven't got it. It's funny to say because I've never ran so good and so bad at the same time. Where it's like, right there. I keep getting up there, but just can't get over that last little hurdle. But hey, I'll gladly take keep getting in the top 10 and getting all those shots on goal.
Absolutely. And hey, you're due for one. So make sure to check out Tyler's Daily Fantasy Preview Show. That's coming up here today. We've also got some football coming your way this week as well. So make sure if you haven't already, do us a huge favor, like this video, subscribe to the channel, and comment below. Also sign up for notifications. We're going to be coming out with a lot of these prop pick shows, and a lot of times the lines change. So that's why we want you to sign up for notifications so you guys can have first crack at these. When we tell you to go get them, because sometimes they take them off, or like I mentioned, the lines change and everything. So make sure to go ahead and sign up for notifications for the YouTube channel. Hope you guys have been enjoying our content. Hope you guys hit the coyote pick from yesterday. I'm pretty pumped about that one, if I do say so myself. Make sure to congratulate Tyler on his $7,500 win yesterday in Daily Fantasy and check out his show. All right, that's going to do it for us today. We will see you guys tomorrow. Have a good one.
Have a good one, guys. We'll see you.